Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Kings 19, the verses 1 to 8. 1 Kings chapter 19, the verses 1 to 8. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank, and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. How do we find strength in moments of despair? My theme: finding strength in moments of despair. Now, my dear friends, picture this. You are going about your duties, standing firm in your beliefs and responsibilities, and then suddenly you are faced with a threat so severe that it shakes you to your core. This is not just any threat. It is from someone who has the power and the will to harm you. Sounds terrifying, isn't it? This was the reality for Elijah, a devoted servant of God who found himself in the crosshairs of Jezebel's wrath because he wouldn't bend to her corrupt demands or even irresponsible engagements. Imagine the fear and despair Elijah felt, so intense that he fled for his life. Have you ever felt that scared? So scared that you just wanted to give up, feeling utterly alone and misunderstood, especially when you are just trying to do what is right? Elijah's breaking point came under a simple broom bush where, overwhelmed by his journey, he wished for his life to end, proclaiming to God, "I have had enough, Lord." It is a raw moment of vulnerability, one that many of us can relate to when the weight of our world becomes too much to bear. But here is where the story takes a turn. Even in his deepest despair, Elijah was not left alone. As he rested, an angel of the Lord came to him, not once but twice, providing him with nourishment and a reminder that his journey was far from over. This divine intervention and rejuvenation gave Elijah the strength to continue, embarking on a long trek to Horeb, the mountain of God. My dear friends, this passage is not just an ancient story. It is a reminder to all of us that in our most challenging moments, when we feel ready to give up, we are not alone. God is keenly aware of our struggles and ready to provide us with the strength to carry on. Like Elijah, we must seek moments of rest and openness to divine support, allowing God to replenish our spirit for the journey ahead. There are two questions for reflection. One, have you ever felt so overwhelmed by challenges or opposition that you wanted to give up? How did you find strength to continue? Number two, in what ways can you seek out moments of rest and spiritual nourishment to help you through tough times? Lord our God, in moments of despair and exhaustion, when the weight of our duties and the opposition we face seem too much to bear, remind us of your ever-present support. Like Elijah, may we find solace in your strength when we feel most alone. Help us to recognize the moments of divine intervention in our lives, quiet support that nourishes our souls and encourages us to carry on. Grant us the wisdom to seek rest and the openness to receive your guidance and strength. May we continue our journey with renewed spirit and faith in your unwavering presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.